This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. And here's a number if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Finelli. How are you doing this morning?
Well, okay. I've got some sad news I'd like to report. Actually, I don't want to report it, but it's something that I got an email from Captain John Reagan last night. And there's a radio broadcast tag team known as Hagman and Hagman. And it's a father and son broadcast. Father is Doug Hagman, USA Prepares instructor. Son is Joe Hagman. And the two guys would broadcast them. And a pretty darn good broadcast. It's on the internet. Well, here's part of the email that I received from John Reagan last night. It said, Joe Hagman died, that'd be the son, Joe Hagman died Saturday at the age of 36. He has, and then it goes on to say, what makes this really sad is his wife is pregnant and due in a few weeks. So, very sad news, I'm sorry to report it, but that's the situation. So, life is short, class, make the most of it, and enjoy it, do the right thing, because you'll be remembered by what you've done. That will be your legacy, what you've done. If you are in the fleecing business and you fleece people, you will be remembered for that. If you're kind, you'll be remembered for that. If you're a troll, you'll be remembered for that. Rich, when I was at the university back in the 70s, there were two methods of teaching. One was called the Harvard approach. The other method was the econometric approach. And the Harvard approach was storytelling, situations, events. Here were the conditions. Here's what people did. Here's the result. Okay, that would be the storytelling type approach. And that was the Harvard method. The other method was the econometric method. Everything can be measured by numbers, 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 charts, graphs, trends, and you can predict the future based on these charts and graphs. And really numbers-based. Well, I was exposed to both. And for radio, the numbers approach doesn't work. No, maybe it does, but I don't know how to do it. So we use the Harvard approach, and we teach by telling stories. So some people may wonder, why do we do that? Well, that's what they do at Harvard. And if you go to law school, that's the way they teach you law. Case after case after case, you study the cases, who did what happened, what was the result, you know, what were the feelings, what did the jury do, what did the perpetrator do, what did the police do, who was injured, you know, who's the defendant, who's the plaintiff, what actually happened. Well, I want to tell you a story about yesterday. And this applies to everybody. Here's a lesson that you can all learn from. Everybody who's behind a vehicle, the wheel of a vehicle, or in the seat of a vehicle. This affects all of you. So it was about 100 degrees yesterday, and I was in the truck with our son, and we were on the interstate. And the speed limit's 70, and we're doing just a couple miles an hour below the speed limit. And it was really hot, about 100 degrees, in the bright, bright sun. And I saw the temperature gauge climb and climb and climb, and I thought, wow. And the engine seemed to have a tougher time. And it seemed like the vehicle was just having a tough time when normally it would just have no problem at all just doing 68 miles an hour. Now, the truck is a 2004 Chevrolet Silverado V6 with a 4-speed automatic transmission. It's a work truck. It's plain Jane, nothing fancy. It's got rubber mats, no carpeting, crank-up windows, but it does have air conditioning. So, here's the story. The engine started to run faster and faster and faster, but the speed, miles per hour, was going down. And you may experience something like this with a vehicle that you're driving. Well, it seemed like I lost overdrive. And then it seemed like I lost fourth gear. And then it seemed like I lost third gear. And then, in order to keep the vehicle at 60 miles an hour, the engine was running at a little over a half maximum RPM, which is 3,500 RPM. So we pulled over at a safe spot. He got off the interstate, pulled over in a safe spot, and pulled the dipstick on the transmission, checked it with a clean paper towel, and the transmission fluid was burned. Normally it's bright pink. It was burned. It was brown. The smell burned. So we were almost 100 miles from home. So what do you do? And that's where the lesson comes in. So what do you do if you have a situation like this? First thing you do is you turn the air conditioning off. And you open up the windows. And you turn the heater to maximum temperature and maximum volume. And what you want to do is you want to remove the heat from the radiator. And so here we are at running at 3,500 RPM, which is, you know, pretty substantial RPM. And the transmission is slipping. The transmission slipping is generating excess heat. Now, there's a little heat exchanger in the radiator of most vehicles. And the excess heat from the transmission is dumped into the radiator. And the radiator then cools off the transmission heat exchanger to cool the transmission off. I'm talking about an automatic transmission. So the slipping was putting excess heat into the radiator, which was not allowing the engine to cool enough. So the engine temperature was climbing. So the way to mitigate that is to turn the heat on maximum, as if it's freezing cold outside. But it was 100 degrees outside. It was unbearable in the car, and we thought it'd be a good thing to get home. So what you do is put the heater on maximum, if you can stand it, now don't kill yourself doing this, okay? And turn the air volume on maximum and open all the windows to let the heat out. So now you have two radiators, the radiator under the hood and the heater becomes a radiator. And you dump the heat into the air, both under the hood and in the cabin. So that was the solution, and we got home. Now, I've got to repair the transmission, take it out, and rebuild the clutch pack replace the clutch pack for fourth and third gear, and replace the star cluster, which is another part of the transmission. So I'm going to do that. Now, since it's getting so hot, and since we're experiencing all kinds of overheating problems, tractors, cars, trucks, everything's overheating because of this enormous heat. So what do you do? Well, what I do is I take a garden hose and I hose off the radiator and the air conditioning condenser. Now, you have to be careful because you don't want to get the electronics wet. And some cars have electric motor-driven auxiliary fans to cool off the air conditioning condenser. The air conditioning condenser is that little radiator, looks like a radiator, but it's in front of the engine radiator. So if you get the debris, the bugs, and all that out, that'd be great. You can use a spray bottle with diluted dishwashing liquid, and you can gently mist off your radiator, get it wet, then add a spray of dishwashing detergent diluted with water, and then hose it off, because you'll loosen the surface. You'll increase the, well, you'll reduce the surface tension that holds the bugs and dirt on your radiator by using detergent. That's what detergent does. It reduces surface tension. And get that dirt out, and you'll have more effective heat exchange from the radiator to the air. Okay? So that's what you do. And in the same line of thinking, if you have a refrigerator and a freezer, now's the time to vacuum out those coils. If the coils are behind the refrigerator, pull it out, vacuum them. If the coils are underneath the refrigerator, there's usually an access panel. Sometimes it takes screws to remove it. Sometimes it just pops off. Get your vacuum cleaner in there and vacuum off those coils. Because if you do that, your compressor in your freezer and your refrigerator won't have to work so hard. If it won't have to work so hard, it'll run cooler. If it runs cooler, it'll last longer. Okay? So sometimes the coils are on the back of the refrigerator or freezer. Sometimes they're underneath. And sometimes you don't have coils. You have a heat exchanger, which is the outside box of the refrigerator or the freezer. So just feel it. If it feels warm, that's where your heat exchanger is. That means that you need at least 1 inch of airspace around the refrigerator on all sides. Minimum 1 inch, top, bottom, left, right. And some people collect things on top of the refrigerator. Well, if your refrigerator feels warm at the top, that's your heat exchanger. And if you've got dust collectors on top of the refrigerator, decorative things, whatever you put up there, baskets, you are reducing the capacity of your refrigerator to dump the heat. And if it can't dump the heat effectively, you're going to overtax the compressor. Rich Sheehan, any thoughts on what I said?
Well, first of all, I would like to make a comment about the Hagmans. I was on their show a few years ago once, and they really cared about giving helpful information to the little people. They were gracious, humble, well-read and studied. They were about truth, and they were patriots. And, you know, I think this is a really good example of, you know, life is short and we need to live every day like it's our last. However, what if every patriotic American, I think this is a good time to ask ourselves this question. What if every patriotic American actually stood for principle and wasn't selfish enough to desire to get everyone's approval, not caring about political correctness, more caring about truth? I think if more people did what the Hagmans do, I think we would be in a much better place, because we would not stand for all the things that are happening today. And, you know, there's, Vince, if I may, I just want to read just a few articles before we go into our topic of the day. Senator Rogers exposes Democrat plot to turn U.S. border operations over to the United Nations. Democrats push plan to hold gun makers liable for mass shootings, even though there's less than 100 mass shootings in the country per year, and there's over 2,000 illegal immigrants killing American citizens. That means our lawyers, judges, and politicians are allowed to, the people are allowed to take their wealth when an illegal immigrant takes the life of a loved one. Same premise. Next article, all 10 candidates support health care for illegal immigrants. Tom Fitton says, no one's talking about Democrat voter fraud. The left is stealing elections. If we don't fix voter fraud, nothing matters what we talk about on this show.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. Rich, did you say that there is a proposal to hold gun manufacturers liable for killings? Is that what you said?
That is correct. Democrats push plan to hold gun makers liable for mass shootings. This came out on June 12th. This article is saving it for an appropriate moment because I feel what the Hagmen stood for. They stood for the rule of law. They stood for the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. And it's amazing how the powers that be on the left can say that what people like they say or we say are unpopular. Basically, what they're doing is talking about the rule of law. And if we all stood for principle, if we all stood for the rule of law, stood for truth, I think America wouldn't be in the position we're in now because too many people are hedging their bets. And Joe and Doug Hagmen are great examples of people who don't hedge their bets. And that's what we all need to do. We all need to come together, especially as the bottom 93% of income earners, because it's a lot less left-right paradigm, a lot more aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. And, you know, here's an example of an article that goes with that clump of articles I just mentioned. Leaked document shows Google is encouraging employees to stage anti-Trump protests. Now, folks, this isn't me. What some people think that I might make these articles up. These are articles published in the public domain. So we all have to take, we have to heed the warnings of these articles because we're heading to a very dark place where we won't even have the rule of law if we're run by the United States. By the UN or any other globalist outfit, Vince?
I do everything I can to avoid using Google. I don't use Facebook. If I need to access something, it says log in with Facebook. I can't do that because I shut down my Facebook account a long time ago. And about this holding gun manufacturers liable for killings, I think it's a great idea. But first, we should hold all fluoride tooth manufacturers liable for causing disease. We should hold all smart meter manufacturers liable for causing disease. We should hold all antifreeze and coolant manufacturers liable for poisoning animals because of the GDP's lack of understanding that antifreeze for a car, if it drips and your cat loves the taste of it, it'll kill the cat or the dog almost immediately. And let's hold the keyboard manufacturers liable for carpal tunnel syndrome and the soda manufacturers liable for the plastic pollution that's killing the sea life. And let's hold the impact wrench manufacturers liable for all the hearing loss from that loud sound of the impact hammer, or the subway operators, which would be municipal and city governments, liable for hearing loss. Okay, so it's endless. But
I can add to that list, yes. Vince. Let's hold the Monsantos liable for all GMO ingredients, all consequences, including cancer and DNA changes. Let's hold the all big tech liable for everything from RF waves to 5G, cell phones, the whole works. All the people, all these little kids, especially getting cancer in urban and suburban America from the 5G towers, let's hold them all liable. See, this is the thing. As long as they can censor and control with the use of technology, censor and surveil and control, they don't care about the health consequences. It's all BS. It's all theater. And this is why we need to hold people's feet to the fire. We can't have one thing that kills more people being acceptable, like illegal aliens, and it's nothing to do with skin pigmentation or gender or sexual orientation. It has nothing to do with it. The American people are broke, and the people who are getting all the negative consequences of illegal immigration are the poor and the middle class, a.k.a. the bottom 93% of income earners, Vince.
Absolutely. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about school systems. Let's talk about the power lines. And while we're going to a break, think about, are there power lines right near your schools? The answer is absolutely. We'll be right back.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk. Owners consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suicide not suspected in the mysterious death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old found dead in his North Texas hotel room yesterday afternoon. Details remain sketchy, but investigators have also ruled out foul play. The Angels were to face the Texas Rangers in a four-game series opener last night. Instead, fans turned out for a vigil.
You just watch them out there doing what they love to do, and She's so young.
The Border Patrol says it's investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday said the group has about 9,500 members who have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made comments and posts about Latino members of Congress visiting detention centers. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Eben, the GDP has infiltrated our public school system. And if you look at the public schools, the campuses, you will see, no matter which one you look at, you'll see high-tension power lines. You'll see high-voltage power lines. You'll see the towers nearby. You'll see, now to make matters worse, you will see microwave access points in the classrooms, in the libraries, in the laboratories, and you'll see microwave towers on the campus, the school campus. So what most people do when they finally figure out that people have, these young children have diseases and the teachers have diseases, and they think, gee, what's the common thread? Oh, they all show up at the school building. Well, typically what happens is people will wait for the monthly school board meeting to start asking questions. It never works. But what does work is you get all the people together on your team, the team that wants to shut down these harmful situations like the Wi-Fi, like the access points, like the microwave towers, the cell phone towers. You get all these people together, and you have meetings at homes, and you decide what your strategy is going to be. And then you go visit the superintendent's house. You go on the weekends, you go during the day, you go at night, and you go with a whole bunch of people. And you just park your cars right in front. And you talk, and you ring the doorbell, and you knock on the door, and you take turns visiting the front door. And pretty soon, it'll probably take a half hour, pretty soon they will get the message inside that house that this is not a good situation, that there are a whole bunch of people and we don't know what they're going to do. We don't know how they're going to behave. They seem to be friendly right now, but it looks like their anger is increasing and they want something done. Now, when the superintendent of schools starts to feel it personally, that's when you get action. Because the wife becomes afraid. The children become afraid. And then what you do is you point out the wife and the children when they are shopping. You see, Mrs. Superintendent. And you point. And you keep pointing and pointing when you're at the supermarket. You say, that's her. And that's their little daughter. And that's their son. And that's her. And then when you go to church, you point them out at church. And within about a month, the pressure of just not knowing what the people who don't want the towers are going to do, just the unknown, will cause action. And probably those towers will come down. Probably the access points will be disconnected. And you demand it. You literally demand that your children be safe from electromagnetic radiation. So what happens is school systems talk about, we need to be safe. So queers need to feel safe, so they have to have separate bathrooms. They want the queers to be safe. Well, you want your children to be safe, too, from electromagnetic radiation and other harmful things that are happening in school, not only in the bathroom. So that's how you do it, class. And does it work? It works. Do I know it works? I know it works. Rich Eben?
Well, what about the old adage of it only works when it divides people, but how come the feminists can say, well, I should be able to do what I want with my own body? You know, folks, globalism is for the very few wealthy people at the top controlling everybody else. And control comes from censorship and surveillance and big tech. You know, there's an implication, whether it be the UN or whoever it is at the top, it's for the common good. They give this implication of, oh, we're benevolent dictators. There's no such thing as a benevolent dictator. This is an oxymoron. Science is for sale. It's bought and paid for by the highest bidder. So we have to look at the net results. We can't look at what they're saying. We have to look at what they're doing. And I think right now, especially in the realm of preparing for what's coming, I think that's one of the reasons why we talk about preparedness. That's why we talk about ideas and solutions and suggestions, mostly to help the little people, the bottom 93% of income earners, because we don't have representation, rights, or restitution under the rule of law. And this is why the elite want to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups, so they control the people. It has nothing to do with any benevolence for the LGBTQD, whatever people, or for this gender, or for that skin pigmentation, or this sort sexual orientation, or that religion. That has nothing to do with it. It's all theater. It's all designed to create hate, to foment all this divide and conquer strategies, and there's many of them. We've talked about them many times over the years. So we have to realize that the bottom line is to keep the status quo where it is and put everybody else in a caste system. And I think more and more people are waking up to this, Vince.
You know, I read this term, and it was LGBTQ, and then there was an I on the end of that. So I understand L is for lesbian, G is for gay, B is for bisexual, Q is for queer, T is for transvestite. And I don't know what the I stands for. Does that mean I don't know? Depends. Depends on what time it is. What does the I stand for?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
Well, maybe that's all. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Every letter, every acronym. If there's two people in this world who might be ashamed of their behavior, there's going to be a letter or an acronym thrown onto that. I guarantee you. And it's only people need to realize if they feel entitled to play the victim group status card and to lower the bars of standards and expectations, especially for getting and keeping a job, you're being used to take down your own country. You're literally being used. You're being duped. You're being conned. You're being played. You're being poisoned to destroy us. We are letting the elite poison us from within. We have to judge by results, proven results, qualifications, hard work, effort. There's a whole list of criteria that's similar to that. Not by what sexual orientation you are, not by what gender you are, or what you identify as. This is why people like Candace Owens are so popular. We have to wake up, folks, because we're being used and we're poisoning us against ourselves. Vince?
Speaking of poisoning, there's a story on Daily Mail, and it says that the Food and Drug Administration, and this is in all seriousness, class, the Food and Drug Administration is investigating the deaths of 119 dogs and some cats because they have died of dilated cardiomyopathy, also known as DCM. And there's a link between the foods that these dogs have been eating and their death. And the foods contain legumes, seeds, and potatoes. So here are the foods that are being investigated. So you may want to pay attention to what dog foods you are buying, because there seems to be a link between these particular foods and the deaths of dogs and cats. And if my computer would just hold still and stop displaying more commercials, I could read them to you. Okay, here they are. Acana, A-C-A-N-A. That's one of the brands most reported in the DCM deaths of dogs. A-C-A-N-A, Acana. Zignature, with a Z. Z-I-G, Zignature. Taste of the Wild. Another one is For Health, the number four and the word health. Another one is Earthborn Holistic. Another one is Blue Buffalo. And I remember Mrs. Finelli saying, you know, we should try Blue Buffalo. Good thing we didn't. Another one is Nature's Domain. Another one is From, F-R-O-M-M. Who makes this stuff up? Another one is Merrick. M-E-R-R-I-C-K. California Natural. Boy, doesn't that sound good. California Natural. Natural Balance. Origin. O-R-I-J-E-N. O-R-I-J-E-N. Nature's Variety. Nutra Source. Nutro. Now, we've used Nutro, N-U-T-R-O. And another one is Rachel Ray Nutrish. Rachel Ray Nutrish. So those are the ones to be concerned about right now. And if I were you, I would be calling the manufacturer saying, you know what? I heard this on the radio. And by the way, do the research. It's DCM. Do the research and look up DCM for the deaths of animals. And then tell them, you know what? I bought X number of bags. I want my money back. And if my dog dies, I'm going to drive my car through your front window. I mean, I'm only kidding about that. Well, half kidding. Actually, I can't say that on the air. But I might say something like that. That if my dog dies, I'm coming to see you. And I had a dog die. I had a dog die from eating Menu brand, M-E-N-U brand dog food, which is a major manufacturer from Canada of dog food sold in the United States under a bunch of labels. So, I don't know, maybe 10 labels, Menu. And what was in it? Melamine. What is melamine? It's a toxic substance that is trash, that's a result of manufacturing, and it comes from China. So what can we do with melamine? What can we do with melamine? Well, we can't put it in toothpaste because fluoride already has that spot. And water already has that spot, so we can't put it in the municipal water supply. What can we do with melamine? Dog food. Let's put in dog food. And it's just filler. It'll be okay. Small amounts won't kill too many dogs. Well, it did. And it killed my dog. My golden retriever. And I'll never forget it. And I'd love to meet the CEO of Menu Foods. He would look different after I met him. He certainly would. He'd be like more blue. Right around the face. You know, Rich, it sounds like I'm militant. I'm at the point where I can't stand it. I can't stand these companies who are taking advantage of the unsuspecting, the unknowing. Dogs and cats, for heaven's sakes. Really? They really have to do this? For what? Now, what would that be? What would be the reason why they would do this? I'm trying to think. What would it be? Would it be greed? I think it's greed. And all these CEOs of all these companies that do these things need to be thrown overboard without a parachute, no pension, okay? Right now. And who goes with them? The entire board of directors. And who else? The entire top management team. They all go. We'll be right back.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, we're going to talk about preparedness today, and you have some thoughts about gardening, what we can do right now to protect ourselves from the evils that we are seeing, the evils of Monsatan, the evils that have entered into our food system. At one point, we used to have the finest food system in the world. That is no longer the case. There are other countries that won't even allow glyphosate in their crops because it is so toxic to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start with
okay, you ready for me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I just want to comment on the dog food thing. Okay, first of all, folks, I want to comment on the dog food thing real quick because we have guard dogs here, Great Pyrenees. I wouldn't have a goat, a chicken. I wouldn't have a carrot in my garden if it wasn't for my Great Pyrenees dogs because they're often nose-to-nose with grizzly bears. Plus, we have black bears and mountain lions, coyotes, fox. You name it, we got it. Birds of prey, they stop all attacks, even from above. And they probably are the most nocturnal dog out there because they've been bred to be guard dogs since the era of Julius Caesar. So regarding the dogs, I try to give my dogs raw meat. I try to give them, and then it especially includes raw organs. I get it from credible sources, including from when I hunt myself. We give them table scraps, and we usually give them dog food, and I give them a little bit of three different types of dog food, and I rotate the dog food depending on the reputation of quality. So I give them just enough so they can get a little bit of grain from the dog food. And I don't the reason why I mention the dog food last is because I don't trust any of it. And I try to give them raw meat that I would get from a butcher or other credible sources. And that seems to be working quite well. Now, Vince, when you were talking, you mentioned potatoes. This is one of the reasons why I garden, folks, and I talk about it in the context of being a recreational necessity. I know that might sound like an oxymoron to a lot of you, but first of all, the reason why I gave it that definition is because I love to garden, okay? And it builds skill sets, and I get to eat non-organic, non-GMO food, which is proven to cause cancer, organ failure, changes your DNA, and basically the elite have created a system of food production that eliminates all accountability, especially for big agribusiness like you just mentioned, Vince, Monsanto. You know, Monsanto got protection from Congress for years. They may still have a portion of that protection left. And 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to not disclose what's in GMO ingredients. You mentioned the word greed, Vince. That is the definition of greed. And even the producers of GMO foods are not even required by law to label them as GMO, which should be mandatory here in America. Now, I think there's been some changes in that, but there's still a veil of secrecy. And there are countries around the world who don't even allow GMO foods. Now, soybeans, for example, or soy products, 90% of it is GMO, genetically modified. Now, you mentioned potatoes. Now, when you go to the grocery store, folks, potatoes are often sprayed with a chemical called chlorpropam. C-H-L-O-R, P as in Peter, R-O, P as in Peter, H-A-M. And it's used to slow down the budding of shoots and rot. And also a lot of these products are radiated, and the federal law protects potato farmers. That includes potatoes that come into this country from revealing this information. And whenever you radiate something, when you spray something, you're destroying the nutrition and the vitamins. And how often when you're on, whether it be Drudge Report, it doesn't matter, how often do you read almost every day diseases coming from restaurants, from grocery stores, from wholesalers, salmonella, listeria? I just read recently about a little kid dying of E. coli. You know, these are diseases that not just cause sickness and reduce your immune system and eliminate your chance of homeostasis in the body, but they also produce deaths. So we have to be aware of all this, and this is why I call it a recreational necessity. And when I talk about vegetables, there's a lot of things that go with it. It could be everything to do with self-sufficiency. And I hear the music, Vince, so I'm going to pick up on this on the back end.
Yeah. Rich Chapin's with us, Off-Grid Montana, and we're going to be talking about things that you can do for yourself to protect yourself. And if you think about it, do you really want to be at the mercy of other people? Think about people who live in the city. What do? Not much. They go to work, whatever that is, they get behind their keyboard, then they go out to eat, then they go home and they buy extruded food, then they eat and they repeat the same thing. We'll be right back.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.